You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ahead of the financial year 2023-24 budget, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharam this week affirmed the government's commitment to the fiscal consolidation roadmap and pledged more steps to further curb inflationary pressure in the economy. Replying to a debate on the first batch of supplementary demands for grants for financial year 23 in the Lok Sabha, the minister asserted that the centre would restrict fiscal deficit in financial year 23 within the target of 6.4% of gross domestic product. The government aims to contain its fiscal deficit at 4.5% of GDP by financial year 26, retaining the flexibility to alter annual deficit targets in between. Sitharam's assertion came on a day when the Lok Sabha approved the government's first batch of supplementary demand for grants, which entailed an additional net expenditure of Rs. 3.26 trillion. In the economy sector, the centre will set the borrowing limit for states for financial year 24 at 3.5% of gross state domestic product, including 50 basis points linked to power sector reforms. This is in sync with the fiscal path recommended by the 15th Finance Commission. While some states have demanded a higher ceiling for next year, officials said the centre would rather stick to the fiscal consolidation path as COVID-induced higher borrowings under increased limits in financial year 21 and financial year 22 raise their debt levels. Of course, all states did not exhaust the additional borrowing space even during the COVID period. In a move that has surprised the bidders of Reliance Capital, the Committee of Creditors has increased the e-auction base price by nearly 25% to 6,500 crore rupees and postponed the dates to December 22nd and 23rd. The earlier base price for the e-auction was 5,231 crore rupees, which was the highest bid placed by the Cosmea Piramal Consortium. The earlier decision was to commence the two-day e-auction on December 19th. The COC decided to change the base price and the e-auction dates at its meeting held on Tuesday, sources close to the development said. According to the new rules, the bidders will have to increase the bid value by a minimum of Rs. 1,000 crore in the first and second rounds, by Rs. 500 crore in the third round and by Rs. 250 crore in the fourth round. This would result in the first bid being placed at a minimum of 7,500 crore rupees, while the second one has to be placed at a minimum of Rs. 8,500 crore, bidders said, adding the steep increase would hamper the successful completion of the insolvency process. Meanwhile, International Monetary Fund's first Deputy Managing Director, Geeta Gopinath, this week said that India's G20 presidency can contribute immensely to concrete progress on the global regulation of crypto assets, climate finance, and debt relief. Gopinath said any firming up of globally accepted regulatory standards for crypto assets in 2023 would be a concrete outcome. Such standards have become necessary, she said, especially after the recent crypto meltdown. She is in India to participate in various G20 deliberations. India has been drumming up support for a global strategy to regulate crypto, given the cross-border nature of such transactions. She also highlighted the need for further bolstering the mechanism to address debt problems being faced by poor countries in the wake of the pandemic. On to some news related to the Indian Railways. The Railway Ministry this week sought gross budgetary support of about 2 trillion rupees for 2023-24, the highest ever and up more than a third from the outlay for the current fiscal, citing the increased pace of capacity creation in the sector. The proposal has been sent to the Finance Ministry, which is responsible for the final allocation of funds in the Union Budget, according to official sources. In the first supplementary demand for grants, the government has sought an additional 12,000 crore rupees for capital outlay to the railways. This will take its total capital expenditure this fiscal to about 1.5 trillion rupees. The railways was allocated 1.4 trillion rupees in the Union Budget 2022-23, of which 1.37 trillion is earmarked for capital expenditure and Rs. 3,267 crore for revenue expenditure. And lastly, in other news, Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest person, as French magnate Bernard Arnault, with a net worth of $171 billion, has pipped the Tesla chief to the second spot on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Musk, who recently bought Twitter in a multi-billion deal, has seen his fortune decline by $107 billion since January this year to $164 billion. Bernard Arnault, whose wealth largely derives from his 48% ownership of fashion giant LVMH, Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton, commonly known as LVMH, has seen his wealth fall more than $7 billion so far this year. Indian billionaire Gautam Adani retains third spot on the list with a net worth of $125 billion. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.